Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the show in the Toolkit Depot studio out here at Optus Stadium. Nice day outside now. We're climbing towards a top of 26 degrees later today in Perth. Well, on May 19, WA has a golden opportunity to win its first game over South Australia since 2018. They're going to be guided by experienced coach Cam Shepherd. They have picked a 34-man squad for the game. Cam joins us on the show now to discuss it. Cam, welcome.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Duff.
So, mate, it's been a while since we toppled the Crow Eaters. What makes you think we can do it this year?
It has been a while, you're dead right, and I think we've had four losses in a row. Our last two, when I've been coaching them, we've lost by 4 points here at Optus two years ago, and then last year by 13 points when we were in front early in the last quarter. Probably that gives us the thought that we are close, and South Australia, Mark Webb and I went over to have a look at them when they played the VFL earlier this month, and they play a similar brand they have. So you know, we've picked a pretty enthusiastic squad, and we're thinking we can give it a pretty good shake.
Now, I have to take care of an order of business here. I'm under strong orders here from Scotty and Goss, who do, of course, Scotty and Goss for breakfast here at SENWA. They've told me I have to push strongly for Hamish Brayshaw to be the captain. Now, I'm a bit of a Matt Jupp fan myself, so that would go slightly against my grain, but I've been ordered to order you. Hamish Brayshaw has to be the captain of this team.
Hey, look, Duff, it's an issue. Scotty and Goss are good men, and they are great footy men, as is yourself. But Matt Jupp, and we've got some fine leaders, of which Hamish is one, and Matt Jupp certainly is a great leader, as has been shown in the last 12 months in particular. We've got Jesse Turner. There's some wonderful leaders within the group. I don't think we'll divulge at this stage who's going to be captain, but I take their thoughts on board.
They'll be taken as noted.
Yeah.
Watching the game last year, it felt like the Crow Eaters had a bit of an edge in run over us in that game at Adelaide Oval. Would you agree with that? And if you do, how do you address that this year?
I think there's a few things that they were really strong at. They certainly probably got on top of us in the second quarter in the middle, and we had to adjust to that. We brought in Mitch Croden, who was playing half forward, to put a bit of a stop on their leading possession gainer. And then their key forwards are big men as well, and we found that they created space in front of them really well, particularly in the second and third quarters, and they were hard to stop. And then you're right. What happened in the end is they got us on the outside with some really hard running players. So we're probably going to look at just tweaking how we take care of it on the outside a little bit, rather than and have players that can combat that hard gut running player. And in fact, it was young Frederick, who's now playing at Claremont, who really had an impact in the last quarter for South Australia last year.
So who have you identified as the ones that can give you that run and spread that you might have lacked last year, Cam?
Well, I think firstly we look at who we can bounce off from half back and when we control the ball. And what we've looked at there is some really, apart from some great warriors we've had playing for us, some really good ball users off half back, which Stan Wright is, and young Michael Selwood from Peel are. They're really efficient with the ball use. And then, you know, we've got Fraser Turner, who's a pure wingman, who's played some wonderful football in the grand final last year. So we reward Foreman, Jesse Turner and Angus Scott and, you know, continue to try to put pressure on through the middle with Nick Rocker and Milan Murdoch. We think we're probably trying to set ourselves up to allow us to have some moving outside run whilst having the balls inside, you know, like Greg Clark and there's, you know, Shoemaker and there's a few others that play really strong footy inside.
I love Shoemaker as a player at waffle level, and I wonder whether he has the potential to go a step higher as well. He's a big body. He can run. He turns left. He's got a lot going for him, hasn't he, as a player?
He has. And look, he won the Simpson Medal for us last year in the game versus South Australia, and he's been great in the two games we've had. You're spot on in your assessment of him as a player. I know he had a brief stint, I think, at Carlton in his early days, but he's really matured as a player and a person. And I agree, his height and his ability and his agility allow him to you would think, if anyone was to be looked at the higher level, he'd be one.
You've got some bulls in around that midfield. So Greg Clark comes back off, obviously, the AFL list at West Coast, Hamish Brayshaw, Bailey Rogers, depending on how you use him, Lukey Meadows from West Perth. There's going to be some big, strong bodies. You're going to have the options there.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. And we'll try to also not be all just big, strong bodies. You've still got Rocker, Chelcraft, Murdoch, and others that can provide a bit of spark as well. So it's just getting the balance right that's really important.
Tell us about Rocker. Obviously, a South Australian boy that's come over. What does he add, do you think?
Well, I had a good chat to him on Monday night on our first training session, and he adds enormous experience. He adds a little bit of knowledge with this team as he's played under their coach. Brady Rawlings coaches Norwood, and he's the state coach, was last year as well. But this young man has run second in the last two Margery medals and won two fairest and best at Norwood in the last 3 years and is in fine form at Swan District on top of all of that. And I think what he also brings is he's a great ball user. He's got really high capacity to run both ways, offensively and as importantly, defensively.
How do you think you'll structure up ahead of the ball, Cam? You've got, obviously, Tyler Keitel's been in good goal-kicking form at West Perth. I think Ben Sokol was good for you in the state game last year. What will be the key figures for you ahead of the ball, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's still a work in progress, and no doubt form over the next 2 weeks will determine how that finally structures up. But the ones you've spoken about are well known to us in Tyler and Sokol. But we're also looking at Rusko, who's been in great form and is a wonderful leader down at West Coast in those sort of roles. And there's the young fellow at West Perth in Scaife, who's played 4 games and is the only forward, for instance, in the competition in the top 10 for marks and takes a strong mark and kicks the ball beautifully. Bailey Rogers we can use in a variety of positions. And, you know, then there's the argument of what do we do with how do we handle our rucks? Do we play two? And we've got 3 fine ruckmen in the squad at the moment. So there's a whole raft of issues of how we structure that forward line up to really test the opposition. We want to move the ball relatively quickly into those players and then let our smaller players go to work, of which we've got quite a few, and some really interesting players like young Edwards from Swan Districts and Hagen at East Fremantle, to name but a few.
You mentioned Jasper Scaife from West Perth. Tell us a little bit about him, given he is a newcomer.
Well, he was on Fremantle's NGA for some period of time, and he's been a noted talent. But he's just coming along in leaps and bounds in the off season, and had real impact. I think to be selected in this squad to start off with is a real, to the boys at West Perth who have Jason and them who've worked with him this year, it's really shown that this young man's come along really quickly. Obviously, working in tandem with Tyler has helped, but you know, he's a strong body. He's someone who takes a really fine mark, and he's got it. Whether he plays or not, he's got a fine future.
Yeah, and you mentioned the three rucks, Ollie Eastland, Scott Jones and Bryn Teagle. They're all a little bit different. Of course, Scotty Jones is just a man mountain. Eastland, the game he produced a week or so ago for Claremont must have been off the charts good. You know, 20-odd touches, 40-odd hit-outs, a couple of goals. He pretty much did it all. He was pretty good for you in that game last year too, wasn't he, at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, look, he was. He virtually had a lone hand there, and we used Jack Buller as the backup last year. But in saying that, all three, Bryn Teagle's come back, and all three are in outstanding form. And all three warrant selection. It's just a matter of how we go about in picking the team. So, look, I think what you've just virtually said is, you know, you couldn't go wrong with any of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Selwood's a good story. Cam, he had a pre-season mishap, was disciplined by the club for an incident at a pre-season camp. He's obviously found his feet again and come into the season playing good footy.
Yeah, look, and he has, and that, this is not a push from me. A couple of years ago when I was coaching Peel, he contacted me and said, look, I'm ready to go, and he hadn't even played much Colts footy at that stage. We actually played Brady Hoff in the only game, the last game of the year, and he played one game for Peel, and then his story's been wonderful since then. But we've watched Michael Selwood, and it wasn't necessarily me that pushed him up. Tendo Mazunga's worked a lot with him down at Peel, and even Nick Subin was the one who really pushed him up on selection, that saw his talent, saw his hardness, uses the ball really well, defends first. We think he's got a great future, and I think it's... when we pick a state squad as well, you know, you can go back to the old names all the time, but sometimes it's quite exciting to add a Scaife and a Selwood and these type of players in, and then reward some wonderful warriors who have been in the state competition and probably thought their opportunity may never come, like Stan Wright, for instance.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that sticks out in my memory watching state footy over the last 40-odd years, which just tells you how old I am, but because the game gets played at tempo in state games, speed is important, so youth is important from that regard, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, you go back to some great stories in state footy, like I think I remember way back in your time, and probably at the back, Glenn Jakovich playing State of Origin off 6 or 7 waffle games from memory, something like that.
And, yeah, and 1990.
It's littered with great stories. But I think it's a wonderful environment to bring someone in who is young and exciting and plays with speed. I think you know, speed is really important. Young Milan Murdoch, whose career is starting to blossom, he's got real speed. So yeah, I think it's important that we recognise that aspect of the game and reward it.
You mentioned the big bodies that South Australia can put in front of the ball, and that they were putting in front of the ball last year, which became a problem for you. Who are going to be your post-up defenders in this game? Obviously, Chad Pearson is in the squad from South Fremantle. He's a big, strong boy, and Matty Jupp has the ability to play on a range of players. Would they be the main guys, or are there other ones I've missed?
Yeah, I think there's a few others. Both Pearson and Jupp have played really strongly in our state team, and obviously will be highly likely to play again. But I think, you know, Juppie's good on the big forwards, so he'll probably get one of those. But Jared, young Blight at Peel has been probably the most, you know, he's been going really strongly, and he's a big, strong man who's quick on his feet and kicks the ball nicely, so he'd probably get a look in potentially. But Harrison McCready's going well at East Perth as well, and we rely heavily on, you know, we've trusted and relied heavily on Noah Pegoraro, if he's right, to play, and we've got Zach Gardner, who is so honest and so brave. So we've got some good options in the back half to sit in front of these players as well.
Cam, I get the feeling, looking around the waffle this year, that almost every club is stronger than it was the previous year, which means the competition is stronger, or it should be stronger than it's been the previous year. Is this a squad that reflects that, do you think?
Well, look, I think you sit down and we haven't just picked a squad on a Sunday night prior to selecting it on a Monday. We've put a lot of homework into who matches up best and how we want to play. And we've gone through many names to come down to this number at the moment, which will hopefully the fight to get into the 23 will be strong. So I think we've picked a side that reflects how players have performed strongly for us in the past and how young players are coming through and how form has dictated how people have virtually said, you've got to pick me as well.
So this game will take place before the Eagles-Demons game on May 19. It will be a curtain raiser at Optus Stadium. Cam Shepherd, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on the show. I wish you all the best, mate. I hope we can get you back on the show after May 19 and talk about a glorious West Australian victory.
Yeah, that's what we're striving for, and I know the want is strong. Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.
Cam Shepherd, that's our community sports shout-out. You can live your own way in the Isuzu D-Max. Visit your Isuzu Ute dealer today. Cam Shepherd, the WA state coach, who will lead us into battle against South Australia on May 19 at Optus Stadium. We'll take a break and be back with more.